WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, Stoic Seekers. It's your girl, Madison Lane, back with another dose of wisdom that'll help you navigate this crazy thing called life. Ever feel like your mind is a hamster wheel, constantly spinning with negative thoughts and emotions? You know that feeling when your inner critic starts spitting out those you can'ts and shouldn'ts? We've all been there, trust me. But what if I told you there is a way to break free from this mental prison and find some much-needed peace? Today, we're diving into the art of letting go not just of things, but those pesky negative thoughts and emotions that can weigh us down. Think about it. Holding on to negativity is like carrying around a backpack full of bricks. Every step you take feels heavier, and eventually you start to slump under the weight. But with Stoic principles as our guide, we can learn to lighten that load and move through life with more grace and ease. Here is the deal. Negative thoughts are like passing clouds. They might seem dark and looming at the time, but they don't actually define your reality. Recognizing this is key. These thoughts are simply passing mental events, not facts about yourself or your situation. The Stoics understood that our emotions are influenced by our perceptions. So, if we can learn to detach from those negative thoughts, not ignore them, just acknowledge them and let them pass, we create space for more positive feelings to emerge. Number 1. Practice mindfulness. It's all about paying attention to a present moment without judgment. Think of it like this. When a negative thought pops up, simply observe it like a curious scientist. Aha, there's that thought again, you might say. Don't engage with it, don't argue with it, just acknowledge its presence and let it float on by. Next up, challenge those negative thoughts. Remember, your inner critic can be a real drama queen. It loves to exaggerate and distort reality. So, when you catch yourself thinking things like I'm a complete failure or everything is always going wrong, ask yourself, is there any evidence to support that claim? What's a more balanced perspective? Often, we'll find that the negative thought isn't even remotely true. Here's another Stoic gem. Focus on what you can control. You can't control everything that happens in life, but you can control your reactions to those events. Instead of getting caught up in what you can't change, direct your energy towards things within your sphere of influence. Work on improving your skills, cultivating positive relationships, and taking action towards your goals. Remember, everyone has bad days. It's part of being human. But instead of letting those negative feelings take over, try to reframe them as opportunities for growth. What can you learn from this experience? How can you use it to become stronger and more resilient? And finally, don't forget the power of gratitude. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life, no matter how small. This simple practice can help shift your focus away from negativity and towards positivity. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're stuck in traffic. Your mind starts racing with negative thoughts, I'm going to be late. This is such a waste of time. I hate rush hour. But then, instead of letting those thoughts spiral out of control, you take a deep breath and shift your perspective. You notice the beautiful sunset painting the sky or the friendly dog wagging its tail in the next car. Maybe you listen to your favorite song or use the time to brainstorm some creative ideas. By choosing to focus on the positive, you transform a frustrating experience into an opportunity for growth and enjoyment. So there you have it, 5 powerful Stoic principles to help you let go of negativity and embrace a more peaceful and fulfilling life. Remember, it's not about suppressing your emotions, it's about learning to manage them in a healthy way. It's a journey, not a destination, so be patient with yourself and celebrate every step forward. Ready to take action? Share this episode with someone who could benefit from these insights. Maybe they're struggling with negativity too. Leave a review on your favorite podcast app and let me know what resonates most with you. And as always, keep exploring the Stoic way. It just might be the key to unlocking your inner peace. See you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.